Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. We are here on the phone line, but we're also preparing to go forward on Facebook Live under the Talia's M. Carr Facebook page, as always. So I'm sure we all have questions about, you know, relationships and the goals that, you know, we may have, things that we're thinking about, and just, you know, the relationships that we're in right now. Also, you know, whatever commentary, we appreciate it. We welcome all of it as God places it on your heart to share, you know, on the live feed. You can also still chime in. It's *5, and we will get you on the line as the opportunity presents itself. But again, relationship goals is what we are talking about on tonight, and just understanding, you know, what the criteria is for the relationships that we are in. And that criteria being, you know, one of the more important things is bringing glory to God. And we talked about that through all of the calls that we've had. It's really about, you know, most importantly, you know, first and foremost, that relationship with God, and how are we honoring God in our other relationships, the relationships that we're in outside of the one that we have with Him, that intimate relationship, that closeness that we have with God. So how are our other relationships, and is God getting the glory, is what we've talked a lot about. And just going forward, what are we going to do to allow others to see God in and throughout the relationships that we're in? So very important as we prepare, you know, to continue to talk about this. And also, just, again, we don't want to just, you know, start cutting people off because we just, you know, deem it to be so, or, you know, we see fit for it to be that way. But just, you know, doing things to where God is going to get the glory. God is going to be pleased, you know, with how we are handling ourselves and throughout our relationships, and just continuing to love on others and just show people who God is. So, again, relationship goals is what we're talking about. And at this time, we would like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Talia's Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. LaTanya.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I am doing really well, thank you.
Good deal. So relationship goals, y'all. This is important. Man, I'm excited about the topic. We're going on Facebook Live in a few. But this is something that we got to nail home. We done had a great week. Let me say that. It's an awesome week. Magnificent. It has been tremendous. Extraordinary. Supernatural. The stuff should have been shifting in our life. Okay, the relationship that we have with God has to supersede our own desires. Okay, for God to get the glory out of any situation, it has to look like Him. Let me say that again. For God to get the glory out of it, should it not look like Him?
Yes, it should.
Fair enough. It should look like Him. Sound like Him. Got to be like Him. This is how it works with God, right? Yeah,
right. Right. Yes, sir.
With that being said, it's mighty, mighty, mighty important for us to establish the tone of God, the voice of God, the look of God, the knowledge of God. We just can't be babbling out certain things and misleading people. How is that glory, and it's a lie what we're saying?
Mm. Amen.
Come on, people. This is important. See why we got to submit ourselves to God? See why it wasn't a feeling?
Yes.
The relationship, see, it's one thing. When you're in a relationship, it's no longer studying as hard. It's studying because I want to know who you are, God. Right? So with that being said, let us go ahead and pray first, Ms. LaTanya, and then we're going to get started with the call.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on tonight, dear Lord, to say thank you We thank you, dear Father, for allowing us to come together once again another week on this Monday night. Dear God, we thank you for continuing to provide this way for us to fellowship, dear Father, so that we can dwell in your presence, dear God, but also so that we can continue to grow in you, continue to grow in the knowledge of your word. We ask, Father, that you will help us to go forward in obedience, dear God, in total submission to you. Help us to bring glory to you, dear God, in and throughout our life, in and throughout our relationships, dear Father. And we thank you for our leader, and we thank you for this ministry, dear God. We ask that you would just continue to lead us on the right path. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So relationship goals.
Hey, I got it. How you doing, Mr. DJ?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Very blessed.
Good deal. So give us a real quick synopsis right quick, Mr. DJ. What you got for us? What you done learned about this topic as we talk about some relationship and some goals?
Well, the main thing that I've ascertained from here is but your relationship goals, you're going to have a lot of them. But don't forget the number one, and that's to put God first. The God in you is the God in someone else as well. So if you are doing everything to please you, where do you leave room for God? And any kind of relationship that you establish, you need to put him first. The way that you, the same type of relationship that you want with God, then you should be secondary. God is the one that, put like this, we need him to co-sign us. We can't do it by ourselves. He's the one, without us, we don't have nothing. So you should make him point number one and then bring yourself into it. But check this out. If you make him point number one, everything else falls in place.
Y'all got it?
Yes, indeed.
Y'all got that?
Yes.
All right. And that's what it is. Okay. That's John 15 and 15. I love it. Y'all ready for tonight? How y'all doing,
Let's
Facebook
do
Live?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Dot Green? I see Dot Green out there. All right. Let me scroll back up. How you doing, Miss Stephanie, Miss Krista, Miss Juan, Mr. John? How are you? My brother, all the way up there up north. Miss Arlene, how you doing, Miss Christina? Miss Monet, how are you? Miss Christine Mangle, hasn't seen you in forever. Who is that? Miss Shari, how are you doing? Miss Brenda, Miss Donna, Miss Jamara, how are you? All right now, Miss Sherry, how are you doing? Who is this? Miss Warren and Miss Jennifer, that's my bad child right there. How are you doing? How you doing, Miss Walker and Miss Fletcher? Miss Stewart, I'm sorry. What's going on, Darryl? My brother from high school, man. So y'all ready this evening? Miss Leticia,
yes,
Miss Brittany, Miss Crystal, Miss Rhonda, or Miss Latanya, there she go. Miss Alicia, Miss Cabrini, how y'all? All right, so y'all, we talking about some relationship stuff tonight, and we done had a powerful week. We gonna catch up to speed. Mr. DJ got a lot to say. We got a lot to share. I hope y'all get a chance to share this on your page, okay? Because some people need to know about this now. How you doing, Miss Dina, all the way from California? Okay, some people need to know about this relationship stuff, and it's real, okay? Mm. There's no games when it comes to this, okay? I would say this and put this out there. This is not a disclaimer. This is our word. This is our reality. The first relationship that we must cultivate, the first relationship that we must make sure is intact is the relationship that we have with God. Before you can have a relationship with your children, before you can have a relationship with yourself, your parents, before you can have a relationship with your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend, even with your money, your finances, your job, you have to have a solid relationship with God in order for it to last.
Amen.
How you doing, Ms. Sharon? Y'all with me? I'm just putting it out there. But we talk about relationship goals, and we want to talk some natural stuff, okay? So y'all with that this evening?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we have some questions. Ms. Latanya, you can start off with the questions. Y'all get ready. And Ms. Latanya, what you got?
Yes, sir. So the first question we have tonight is, okay, I've been dating my girlfriend for 4 years and have plans on marrying her. She keeps giving me hints that she is now ready to take the next step, but I would like to wait until I graduate college and get a job. How do we both come to an agreement about this?
That's a good question, y'all. Y'all heard that?
Hmm.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Danielle? Let me repeat the question again. I've been dating my girlfriend for 4 years, and I have plans on marrying her. She keeps giving me hints that she is now ready to take the next step, but I would like to wait until I graduate college and get a job first, get my finances together, you know, my credit, all that kind of stuff. How do we both come to an agreement about this? I love this question. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you start first.
Well, from what I gather, and the question sounds a little confusing, but the girlfriend is giving you hints that she ain't ready, and evidently you ain't ready. So y'all both on the same page. If she's not ready, you need to talk with her and set what's going on, and you need to notify her of where you stand. If you want to get your education and finances out the way, then that's fine, but you need to talk with her. You all need to keep that. There's no rush. Keep that relationship open and have, when I say open, I don't mean earthly open. I mean open to God and what God wants you guys to do. Let him lead you. But you definitely have to communicate with each other.
Okay. Okay. How you doing, Miss Carolyn and Miss, Miss Pirro and Aaron? How are you doing? Okay. Miss Fletcher, how are you? Miss Natasha. So, y'all, the question is simple, but it's about to get good. Yeah, listen to what I'm about to go with this. The question says this, and listen to what my brother DJ just said. I've been dating my girlfriend for 4 years, and I have plans on marrying her. She keeps giving me hints that she is now ready to take it to the next level, the next step. But I would like to wait until I graduate, you know, get a job so I can get my finances together. How do we both come to an agreement about this? Can I rephrase that question right quick, DJ?
Yes, please.
Rephrase it. How you doing? What's going on, Uncle Ronnie? Toya, how are you, Ms. Tahani? How are you? That's my New York connection. Yo, Ms. Cunningham, how are you? So, what'd you say, Jennifer? You both have to be God ready first. Let me rephrase that question. Watch this. Should you enter into a marriage or a relationship, but in this case, should you enter into a marriage, how you doing, Ms. Angela, when your finances and our credit isn't together?
The only way you do that is if God leads you that way.
Amen.
Can I ask y'all that again?
Yes.
Should you enter into a marriage or a relationship, but for this sake, let me say, should you enter into a marriage if your finances are not together?
I would not recommend it, but I'm not God.
Oh, y'all know where I'm going with this, right? Relationship goals. Watch this. Danielle, what'd you say? Wait for that man to get a job. If Jennifer say no, she ain't into nobody marriage without finances straight. Anybody else? How you doing? I'm so jazzy. How are you?
Mr. Cuff, can I share one thing?
Of course.
Back in the day, they had way less than what we have, and they've been married a lot longer than what we do today. So that's
y'all see where we going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Tiana says you should enter the relationship if God directs it, the marriage. I'm talking about the marriage, not the relationship. They're in a relationship. I say the marriage. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Ms. Karen? Ms. Carolyn say, are you dating or are you sacking? Let's say they're doing it right. Let's see they just date. So this is the question. Okay, should you enter into a relationship? Should you enter into a marriage when your finances are not together? All right. Can I throw this out there? Does God enter into a marriage when our finances ain't together, or does he say, come as you are?
Mm. Come as you are.
That's right.
Oh, this is about to get good. Relationship goals. It's one thing to throw out what we think.
It's another thing to say, God, you take the steering wheel, and I'm going to go by what you say. You know, when we submit to God, it says it's no longer my way. I lean not to my own understanding, but God, everything you got to say. If, watch out, women, can I talk to y'all? Come on, women, let me talk to you.
Yes.
I'm going to talk to you, too. I'm talking to some single people right now. Watch this. And before somebody try and discredit in their own little feeble mind, and I did say feeble, and say, well, how can you tell somebody about marriage when you're not married? Well, how did Jesus tell somebody about a marriage that he never physically had but spiritually had? You know, the spiritual was way above the physical, right? And he was never married. In other words, when you are the one who creates everything, right?
Right.
Y'all follow? When you are the creator, you can tell all of your creation about itself. When you manufacture it, you can tell the product about what you created, right?
Right.
I just want to get that out there because a lot of people build credence by, I've been married. That don't mean nothing. That means nothing. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Now, with that being said, God says, come as you are. Mm-hmm. And I know many of us have that, let me save some money first. Let me get a job first mentality. Let me get my credit first mentality. But God said, come as you are. You know the beautiful thing about God and being in love and relationships? A true relationship says, I accept you as you are. As you are. In your poverty-stricken situation. Because I never wanted your money to come to the table. I wanted your heart to... Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to put it out there. Bar. Relationship goals. A lot of people are getting married for the wrong reasons. The Bible says for richer or for poor.
Yes,
who's to come up? Who wants to step up against God's word? He says for richer or for poor. That means, watch this. Forget the parallel, the natural marriage. Even in our poverty, what kind of money do we bring to the table to heaven? We are broke when it comes to heaven. But does God still marry us or do we try and build up our finances? What finances can you build up in heaven without God?
Man.
Come on, people. Talk to me.
Absolutely none.
Huh? Talk to me, people. Now, I know it's natural for the natural man to say, yeah, they need to go ahead and get their finances together. But when you really love that woman, watch this. When you really love that man, watch this. It don't matter what they bring to the table financially. It's what they bring to the table spiritually that makes both of you rich.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, sir.
Come on, boy. Listen, I'm about to talk something about relationship goals. We talking about relationships? Watch this now. If you enter into someone, a marriage with someone, and they talking about you got to have your finances straight, I ain't saying that you should be all over the place. But what I'm saying is that's the primary job to see his credit score or her credit score. You was never looking at that spirit score in the first place. Which one is more important, the credit score or the spirit score? See, the Bible that I read says, be ye equally yoked. Not ye equally financially stable.
Amen.
Oh, okay. I'm going to leave that one right there. It's not about what you have by yourself going into a marriage, y'all. It's about what God can do with the both of you when the both of you submit to him and then to one another. You do know that it's hard. Boy, watch this now. Let me say this again. You do know it's hard for you to submit to somebody else because of what they bring to the table when you have yet to submit to God. God is rich and abundantly rich. Have you considered marrying him first? See, we don't even marry God, and he got everything.
Yes.
Oh, man, y'all getting quiet. Mr. DJ, we just starting. My brother hadn't even stepped on the scene yet. He hadn't even talked yet. He's just over there, he's cocked and loaded. I'm already ready. Did y'all hear me, though?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Jack? Did y'all hear me? Huh? God has everything laid out for us. And we talk about we got to check their credit score. What about God's credit score? Have you checked it yet? If you really want to know what a relationship should look like, look at the relationship that you have with God or the one you should have with God. And now let's start putting that one on display.
Amen.
The question again, should you enter into a marriage when your finances and credit not straight? Of course you should. If God said that's your spouse, if that's a man sent from God or a woman sent from God, why should you be the one hindering the marriage because you think it ain't right that you don't bring that to the table? You have brought something to the table. Your soul. Come on, boy.
Amen.
Or are we missing it? Oh, we missing it. Oh, we missing it. You know, a lot of people will not get married because the finances are straight. And so what will happen is your soulmate will slide through the door because you're looking at money and not the soul. See, God say, come as you are.
Man. Yes, sir. Yes,
if they really love you, Mr. DJ, it ain't about what you bring financially. They just want your soul.
Amen.
The person who wants your money, you need to run anyway. I don't know if you're in shape, but you better start running.
Yes, indeed.
Some people will marry just because your finances are straight and don't care nothing about your soul.
I'm trying to tell you. And look, y'all, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that the both of you shouldn't be gainfully employed. I didn't say that you just should be sleeping around the house doing nothing. You know, I didn't say that you shouldn't be gainfully employed. Okay? Didn't say that. Okay? And that you shouldn't be moving in purpose. I didn't say that. My point is this. If that's the only thing you want, then you very well may miss God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, come on now. If you're just about the financial and credit score, you may miss God because you may get a good man with good money, but he's not godly. You may get a good woman with great money, but she's not godly. So you're willing to sell your soul because of... Oh, we willing to sell our soul, huh? Ain't that
right.
Something? Oh, boy. Y'all done got... Hey, we talking about relationship goals tonight. How you doing, Miss Courtney? Y'all follow me?
Yes.
We talking about some relationship goals tonight. Mr. DJ, what you got to say about that one, though, when it comes to the finances and do you get married if it's not straight?
If it's not equally yoked, how can two or more walk in agreement? Unless, I mean, you got to be on the same plane. And that third leg is God. Both of you all have to reach that level spiritually because I don't care how much money you have, it ain't gonna last. What if you marry for money and then end up broke?
Come on.
So, I mean, there are several people that I know may not financially be wealthy, but spiritually wealthy, and their relationships are very, very healthy. As I was alluding to before, our parents, grandparents didn't have close to nothing. Got married earlier, had bukus of kids, and here we complaining about one, and we saw them right and got everything. So what's the difference? The difference is God really in your relationship? Are you like Mr. Carter said, are you marrying for the right reason?
Mr. DJ, tell them this one. Tell them to check the spirit score, not the credit score. How about that one?
Mm-hmm.
I wish we would have something called a spirit score. Because, Lord, have mercy. Where would our priorities be? Let me say it
that. You know, the problem with checking the spirit score is we got to first know what the spirit score looks like. In other words, we got to know ours before we can check somebody else's.
Amen.
Yeah.
And okay. Everybody's spirit score does not depend on how much you work in terms of your job. It depends on how much you labor. As a Christian, you can have plenty of people in the pulpit with bad credit scores,
right.
But their spiritual score may be correct, and then vice versa. You got people who not in there, but their spirit score is very, very, very high, but may not have the best of credit. So I'm just saying, you better
tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. They asked Jesus about his tithe. Jesus ain't have a dollar on him. Now, we want to be supernatural, right? We want to be holier than thou. Look at the relationship goal that he had with God. Watch this.
Amen.
Jesus said, go down there to the bank where them fish be at and grab one and open his mouth. Jesus ain't care. No. His spirit score was so high. He went, Lord, you know, when your spirit score high, it's almost like you don't drive a car. You get chauffeur. I don't think y'all heard me on that one now.
Amen.
We started looking at the wrong. We started to see their finances. And I know people out there smart, and we'll start to say stuff like, yeah, but, I like the finances too. Here's the thing. Money don't make you happy. You should know that by now. We're too mature to be establishing a relationship based on how much money you make. If that be the case, go grab the next triple pole and go make thousands of dollars a night and see how satisfied you are.
That's right.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
If it was based on money, right? We shouldn't have a problem with the next drug dealer. Correct?
That's right.
No, that's right.
Anybody. What I'm saying is, if we're going to do the relationship thing and do it God's way, it got to be bigger than the tangible finances. It got to be so spiritually impactful that God smiles and he gets the glory out of it. Y'all follow me?
Yes,
sir.
How you doing, Miss Nina? Miss Foster, how are you? Okay? What Ms. Fletcher, what you say? Financial statuses can change at any time. Talk. Preach. There she go. All right. Let's get to the next question. Ms. Sharon had a question, Ms. LaTonya. Did you catch it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what did it say?
Ms. Sharon's question was, how can I overcome the fear of commitment?
Y'all, that's a great question. This is a relationship stuff. Now, you know, a lot of times, and I'm not going to hassle my brothers, my men out there, but sometimes some people are afraid to commit. So the question is this when it comes to relationships. How can I overcome the fear of commitment? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Well, it's a simple one for me because God is committed to us. He's never forsaken us or let us down. I mean, that's your guide right there. That's the one that you should put your trust, not in man, but in God. He's never let, he's undefeated. He's undisputed. So
right.
Why don't you make decisions that are godly based? If you trust him, I dare you to try. Just try him. He never lets you down. So that's a start and a step towards overcoming commitment. Don't commit totally to a person like that neither. If you're married, that's your husband, that's your wife, but put God first. If you can't commit to God, then how are you going to expect anybody to honor you and your commitment?
How you doing, Ms. Lisa? Let me dive in right quick, Mr. DJ. Y'all know what happens. Look at the question again. The question says, how can I overcome the fear of commitment? Anybody ever experienced that? Raise your hand.
Yes.
I didn't say that you necessarily were scared, but have you ever experienced somebody being afraid to commit? Yes. Here's the thing about fear. Fear is promoted through the absence of faith. Fear, again, listen to this. Listen to me, y'all. Fear is promoted through the absence of faith. Talking about relationship goals. How can I get him, how can I get her to commit, but they say they're scared? You know what happens, Mr. DJ? Fear is then established on the ground of, wow, what am I losing? What am I giving up?
Yeah.
Man, I'm giving up all these other girls who may want me. Man, I don't know if I can commit to you. Man, I'm giving up all these guys that may want me. I don't know if I can commit to you because I like the attention. See, oh boy, y'all better hit me. Here's the thing. People don't want to commit to God because they think about what they have to give up.
All right.
Huh? Yeah. Because they say they want to continue to be themselves. I want to live my best life. We saw the preach and recite Lil Duval more so than we do King David. See, what happens is they talk about what I'm giving up, but what you don't understand is, watch this, just like that little cartoon that had you giving up this, but God got a big old world, a big old teddy bear. You giving up the little one, but you don't see what he has because, see, the fear when it comes to commitment is people. Y'all listen to me. People are dried out. Okay. In other words, their hope dissipates. In other words, they don't see beyond the natural. In other words, the person that's scared to commit to something don't trust it in the first place.
Amen.
Let me say it. This is the reason why people don't commit in their relationships with God, because we don't see heaven. But the person who walks by faith says, I don't have to see a tangible heaven. I understand where it is and where I'm going. I know who my dad is and the relationship that I want to cultivate, not just when I get in his presence in the spiritual realm, but that I'm in his presence right now. Although I cannot touch, grab, or hug him, I still am committed to him. People refuse to commit to something they don't understand. You see love, they don't see love. They see themselves giving something up. This is why the relationship suffers. Because they see it as, you earned. You know how people say, man, you've been around with me through my rough patches. In other words, my hoeing patches. No disrespect to anybody. You got kids on there? I'm sorry. Let me be spiritual and biblical. Through my whorish, my whorish years, let me say that. Right? Okay. In other words, in my heyday, when I was sowing my royal oats, you were still there with me. In other words, they were scared to commit to you then. Now, the only reason they committed to you is that you stuck through it, through their fears. That's not necessarily good, because you very well may miss your soulmate because of your foolish ways. People are fearful of committing to something because they don't think what they're getting is worth their time and attention. It's hard for me to maintain and establish that I'm going to commit to you when I don't think I have much to gain here.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, y'all missing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Y'all missing. Why do you think people keep their options open? Come on now. Come on. Women, can we talk about it? Fellas, can we talk about it? Relationship goals, can we be honest for a second? Why
yes,
do
sir.
We still have other people's numbers in our phone when you committed to the person you say you're in a relationship with? Now, if you have a secondary phone, if you have a secondary book, if you just happiness, see, something ain't right with that. That says that I never said I was fearful, Mr. Carr. I just do a just-in-case. Ain't no just-in-case nothing. See, it should never be a backup plan when you're absolutely sold out.
Oh,
and some people don't like this message. You know why some people don't like this message? Because it's hard to talk about something that you're still doing.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to let that one sit right there. What's going on, Tori? My brother, man, I got to see my brother this weekend, man. Y'all follow me, though?
Yes.
Okay? It's hard to give up something when you don't listen. Boy, Mr. DJ, you talk about somebody committing to something? Man, listen, if they commit to you, can I tell y'all and be honest with y'all? If a man in the world who's not godly driven, if he commits to a woman, he has to see something valuable or valuable in her. In other words, either her sex is good. I'm talking to everybody. The sex got to be good. Her finances got to be good. She got to be the prettiest thing. She's a trophy to me. You understand? See, that's all he understands. That's all he understands. So, in other words, I got to get the cream of the crop. I got to get what I think deems to be best, and she has to hold my attention. And if she don't hold my attention, boy, see, now I'm fearful again, and I'm going to use that excuse that I'm a man. So my relationship goal is that I want to be happy, not necessarily with you.
Okay.
Relationship becomes I want to be happy and not necessarily with you. Have you ever given your all to someone and all of a sudden they tell you that they're afraid and they're scared to commit 10 years later and they done wasted your time?
Right.
Come on, people. Huh? What they say is
that's
this hard. I want something that I might like just as much as you. Huh? So it's hard for someone to commit to something when they think they see something better. This is why you want your relationship to be established in God, because it's one for one. In other words, when God has your soulmate, it don't matter how somebody else looks, how intelligent they are, how beautiful they are, how strong they are, how, you know, secure. It's not about that. It's about soulmate. That means that's what I am attracted to, and because God is in the midst of it, I don't see nothing else better than it. See, everybody in the world should have the best husband or the best wife. Let me say this again, relationship hashtag goals. Everybody in the world should have the best husband and the best wife. Let me say it one more time. I'm trying to tell my married folks something. Everybody in the world should have the best husband and the best wife. See, it should not be a comparative analysis next to your neighbor, but I know what God gave me, and it's the best thing in the world. That's what it should be.
Amen. Yes, indeed.
And ain't no fear in that, right?
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Y'all with me? I'm trying to get everybody's attention, huh? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What you say, Miss Jennifer? Jennifer say she wasted 10 years of her life, Mr. DJ. She going to jail. Erase that, because I don't want you to do something and then they talking about it where it was on his live. Erase that, because I ain't seen nothing. I ain't seen nothing. Y'all follow me, though?
Yes.
Let me see what Miss Dina had to say, Mr. DJ. Miss Dina said, if a guy that is in and knows God and tells a female that God told, oh, boy. Boy, Miss Dina, you trying to start a bonfire. Okay? She's trying to start. She said, the man is in God and tells a female God told him that this female is his wife. Boy, women, y'all listen to this one now. The man told you that God told him that you was his wife. But he doesn't do it. Is that he's afraid of commitment or he's just playing? Ms. Jamara says she needs her popcorn on this one. Mr. DJ, I need mine on this one, too. I'm going to let you answer that one. I'm going to sip my water, my tea.
I'm pretty sure that guy is
not the only person that knows God. You should know him too. So if he didn't tell you that, then you need to hang up on that brother and say, that's not what he told me. You know, because when he says God has that super text, it goes out to all the parties like a group text. That's to all his people who know him. If you got his number, if you know him, then you can understand and you can listen and function to what he's communicating to you. So if you didn't get that text, then no, that's not true.
Relationship goals.
Amen.
Relationship goals. Miss Arlene, you know I got to check you on that. How you doing, Miss Natty? I got to check you on that, Miss Arlene, because you can't say that out there like that. You said men would try and waste a woman's use. That's not fair and that's not true. I wouldn't, hold on, and I'm not saying it because I'm a man. I wouldn't let it be a black-white issue on this phone. So you know I'm not going to let it be. That is no. Don't say men. Do not say men would try and waste a woman's youthful years. That's incorrect, and that's not from God. That is not from God. Now say Satan would try and waste everyone's youthful years. You don't think that men get their youthful years wasted too? So let's not make it a gender war. See, when we make it a gender war or a race war, Miss Arlene, what we do is we miss God in the relationship. We miss God. Okay? Remember, the Bible says you wrestle not against flesh and blood. Should I go any further?
Mm. Amen.
Go any further. So don't make this about, see, a lot of times, see, that's called pain, Miss Arlene. And see, when we've been hurt, we start to speak on our hurt. But see, a lot of your hurt comes by way of you not placing your heart in God's hands. Uh-oh. So if you don't place your heart in God's hand, don't get mad at what hurts you. Get mad at yourself.
Yes.
Boy, do I need to say this again?
Mm.
Every time I was hurt, every time you was hurt, Mr. DJ, Ms. LaTanya, every time you was hurt, you can't blame the other person. You got hurt because you didn't place your hands in the one who would never hurt it. You never,
yes,
never placed in the hands of the one who would never hurt it.
Yes, yes.
Who's guilty as charged? Y'all follow me? So don't make it about
sir.
That. All right. What'd you say, Miss Karen? What God tells you is for you. You're going to put the work in for it. You would have no doubt that he is working toward making you his wife.
Mm.
Okay? I'm with you. Now, let me get back to Miss Dina all the way from California. And Miss Arlene, let me say this out here loud so everybody can hear me, Miss Arlene. You know I love you, right? So we love each other enough to, and you have the right, you know, in God, we can correct one another because we love each other. All right? So it's no disrespect because I truly do love you. All right? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. So with that being said, Miss Dina, she said if a guy that's in God and y'all with me, y'all know y'all get this a lot, right? But God told me that you my wife.
Mr. Cobb.
Hold on. What you got, Mr. DJ?
I mean, if you know God, he ain't got to tell nobody else to tell you nothing. You can hear him for yourself. That's the problem right there.
Watch this. Y'all check it out. Check it out. What do you say? God told me to tell you that you my wife. This is that alert you need to. Look, that means be on alert. You might hear that a lot. See, some men will try you, or some people in general will try you, hashtag relationship goals, and your relationship, and they'll use God to get in.
Amen.
Y'all got to hit me. We can't be so gullible, people.
Huh?
We can't be gullible. God told me to tell you, that you were my wife. That sound good, and I hear you, player. With all due respect, no pun intended. But check this out. As opposed to you telling me, why don't you show me, and then I can tell myself, you my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, y'all, did y'all miss what I just said, people? As opposed to you telling me you my husband and that God said so, why don't you show me? See, you don't have to. Boy, y'all got to catch it because it's just like a magnet. Soulmates attract, and they don't have to talk about it. You remember when John the Baptist was in his mother's womb and Jesus was in Mary's womb? They was cousins and they jumped at each other. They ain't say, hey, you my cousin. Hey, God said you my cousin. See, nobody had to say, hey, God said you my wife. See, that's a bunch of talk, and it sound good, but I don't go by what these things here go. I go by what God instills in my heart, not through emotions. I know my daddy. So in other words, as opposed to you saying you my husband, why don't you show me husband quality? And I know what God attracts me to. Y'all hear me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So in other words, you can save that little chitter-chatter talking about what God told you to tell me. I'm straight. Show me. Show me. Huh? Jesus showed me that he was my Lord. Jesus showed me. He didn't have to tell me. He showed me. Come on, man. Y'all missing it now. I'm talking about relationship goals, because this stuff is really happening, and we cannot be so gullible. See, some people know you so close to God, they're going to use God to get close to you. So that's why they try and find you at church, because they want a good, wholesome woman. You better tell brother, hey, we straight. Show me. Oh, y'all missing it. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What you say, Miss Karen, put in the work. And it's not just from his part putting in the work, because you as a woman also need to put in the work. In other words, you got to be great as a single, not just when you get into marriage. Lord, have mercy. Don't say that you're going to be the wife when you get married. Be the perfect wife while you're still walking around single. See, boy, it's a beautiful thing, boy, because I do believe the car I go buy from the car lot looks good before I even buy it. I don't want to buy a car that don't look good. Don't tell me you're going to wash the car when I buy it and detail it. That sucker better look good when I'm evaluating. Boy, y'all missing my point.
Yes.
Let me sip my water right here. Let me sip my water.
Man.
If you really want a real relationship, why do you think the Bible says, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven? A true relationship says, I'm going to praise God right now before I get up there. This is how he knows who's fit for this kingdom. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Wait, who waiting until they get in the marriage to be a loving spouse? Why you got to wait then? Don't put in the work when you get married. Put in the work now so that when it comes to marriage, in other words, I practice how I play. So if I practice hard, I'm going to play hard. When I get married, I'm good because I live that way right now. So I'm faithful as a single.
Amen.
Ooh, I know that went over somebody's head. Huh? Because y'all already know, Mr. DJ, my brother know. You in ATL, and I ain't talking about each, but y'all know wherever we go. We don't have a problem with dating multiple people because we say, what, quote-unquote, I'm single. See, here's the problem. Huh? What kind of relationship goal is that? Wouldn't you want somebody to see you when you're single as somebody who's trustworthy and faithful?
Oh, yes. Yes,
if you're running multiple women, if you're running multiple men, what does that say about your spiritual credit score? Since we're worried about credit score.
Yeah, boy,
I almost said something. God help me. Okay, cool. Because I was about to say, what's your body count? And I ain't talking about the shooting part.
Okay.
Right. Oh, okay. Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Boy. Y'all know this is good, huh?
Yeah.
This is good. I'm telling you. Relationship goals. We got to go there. What'd you say, Miss Jennifer? Let me say what Miss Jennifer said. That's why you have to become one with God first. So if you approached by he or she saying, God told me you are my husband or wife, you have the godly spirit over you that will connect with the other person. There you absolutely right.
Yeah.
How you doing, Miss Lisa and Miss Patrice? Miss Chandra? Huh? Y'all following me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Aaron said, help by the count is zero. That's what I'm talking about. All right, now. Somebody say, what's your body count, Mr. Carr? This ain't about me. I'm talking to y'all.
Amen.
We all got a little past, but we all cleanse of that past, correct? And that's a beautiful thing. You can talk about stuff and not be shameful or bashful or even run away in fear, because when you don't do it no more, it don't matter.
Amen.
Relationship goals. Relationship goals. Because a true relationship says, that's your past. I'm talking about right now. What you got? Ms. Latanya, what's the next question?
Yes, sir. Okay, so the next question is from Ms. Sienna.
Okay.
And I'll post it again. Her question is, it says, my partner always gets saddened when she fails. If you and your partner fail at one of your goals, should that put a damper on the relationship?
Okay, y'all heard it. My partner always gets saddened when she fails. If you and your partner fail at one of your goals, should that put a damper on the relationship, Mr. DJ?
If one of your partners fail, then you should be there for support. And you need to be there for them and help them to pick it back up and learn from it, grow from it, overcome it. So, no, I'm that kind of person that I'm not going to let that get me down, no. I mean, you know, you shouldn't let that get you down either. You know, if you got God first, you're not perfect. You're not Christ. You're not perfect. And according to him, according to man, Christ made some mistakes, but Christ is perfect.
Hmm.
He is perfect. So who are you? You know, you gonna fail. You're going to, you know, run across some hurdles. Some of them you're going to hop. Some of them you might have to go around.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. So if my partner always gets saddened when she fails, if you and your partner, okay, if you and your partner fail at one goal, should that put a damper on the relationship? Absolutely not. You know, when one of your partners fail, if your partner, not one, but if your partner fails, you're in a relationship, right? If one tire is flat, I do believe we have a reserve. But see, here's the thing. If you fail, I got your back. See, a relationship goal that says, here's a real relationship goal. Okay, a relationship doesn't have to be marriage. A relationship, DJ, you my brother? You my brother, DJ?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
I'm
sir.
His brother. That's a relationship. That means if he don't have it, I got it. And if we neither one of us have it, we're going to do what we got to do to get it. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Ain't no such thing as fail. Hey, it might be delayed. We may have fallen. But see, falling and fail are two different. See, fail is when you stay down. Falling is when I got down there, but I have the power to get up. See, my strength comes from God. See, even if my brother forgets, I haven't. Let the strong battle infirmities of the weak. So I understand that you may consider it a fail and that you failed the test, but I look at it as a minor setup for a great comeback. See, ain't no such thing as failing in the repertoire, in the mental capacity of those who understand true relationship. God wouldn't allow me to fail. Therefore, how can I allow somebody else if I'm connected to God?
Amen.
Y'all about to catch this. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. What's going on, E40? Man, it was nice seeing you this weekend, man. Okay, my brother. Okay, y'all, check this out. Here go another question. Okay, here we go. Relationship goals. This is a really good question, Ms. Natasha. How do you know if the person is the person for you? How do you know that, people? Mr. DJ, what you got? The person that you with, the person you aspire to be, how do you know that they're the person? How do you know that they're the person for you?
It's called faith in God. God
faith
is a God. And that's simply put. It's called faith in God.
Simply put, faith in God. Have you consulted with God about this decision? You know, the Bible says that a righteous man steps the order by the Lord. In other words, we talk about relationship goals. Since God and our relationship is the most important relationship that we should cultivate first, how do I know it's a person for me? Because I'm walking the path that God told me to walk. And see, when my ram in the bush come my way, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand. This is how I know. See, the Satan is the author of confusion. Here's the confusion part about not knowing. Satan doesn't want you to have a plausible, a solid relationship with God, and therefore things become Confucius. And then we don't even know God, yet alone the people who God is sending for us.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. Catch what I'm saying, y'all.
Right.
I don't play with this stuff. I promise I don't play with this. Catch what I'm saying. When you know your purpose, you understand everything that comes in your life. If you don't see it as purpose for your life, you know that it's not part of the plan. K? Catch what I'm saying now. How do you know this? Because you understand your purpose in God. And when you understand your purpose, you understand the things that are orchestrated every day for your life, even in terms of relationships. So therefore, if you're coming around me to play and you think you're going to be a part of my life, I have to dismiss you because I don't want to stop your purpose and I cannot let you stop mine.
Yes, sir.
This is how you know this. How you know something is when you know your purpose. Come on, catch this now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? How you doing, Ms. Gale? Huh? Follow me. Ms. Rogers, how are you? How you doing, Reva? Ms. Shanda. How you know is when you understand your purpose. When you know your purpose, listen to me and listen to me good. When you know what God has called you to be and do, listen to me and listen to me good. When you understand purpose, you understand everything that comes in your life. In other words, you understand discernment. And discernment is when, see, discernment, we pray for discernment, right? Cool. See, to have discernment, you have to understand purpose first. And see, when you have discernment, discernment is, all discernment is God, I know what's sent from you and what's not sent from you. See, now I know who's sent in my life from God and who's not sent in my life from God. I understand this. So this is how I know.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
right now. Come on, Dex. If I ever need a good haircut, which I need to get my hair cut, my partner Dex will cut hair. Go see him. He's in Baton Rouge. Y'all can fly and go see him, too. Okay? All right. Do we have another question, Ms. Latanya?
Yes, sir, we do. So the question is, a third time in prison for shooting and killing my ex-husband, who's also my children's father, and it was in a case of self-defense as I was being physically abused for years. How can I make amends with my two children who have not spoken to me since the accident?
Y'all heard that? Relationship goals. So now we're not talking about the husband-wife relationship marriage. Now we're talking about parent to child. The question says, I served time in prison for shooting and killing my ex-husband, my children's father, in a case of self-defense. As I was being physically abused for years, how can I make amends with my two children who have not spoken to me since this accident? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Can you break that down for me one more time? Because I'm hearing two different things.
Okay. This person served time in prison for shooting and killing their ex-husband, the father of their children.
Okay.
And the reason why she shot and killed him, it was self-defense because she was being physically abused for years. She's asking, how can she make amends with her children? How can they get back on one accord who haven't spoken with her? They haven't spoken with her because they're saying that she's to blame since this incident happened.
Through prayer, bringing your family together, the only person that can make that happen is God. And all of them have to have a relationship with God. Sometimes we understand as a child and we act as a child. But when we become adult, more mature, let me not say adult, more mature, then we put away those childish things. So that's when, you know, you have some grown-up conversations. You know, so I just say they need to definitely have God first and come together as a family.
All right. Now, that's important, y'all. Y'all heard what he said? Okay. Prayer's going to be key to that thing, okay? You got to have to stand your ground in the relationship. You're still the parent. Okay, but it's going to take a lot of, because you got to understand, God will meet people where they are. So they don't know the spiritual side yet. They just see the fact that you killed daddy.
Exactly.
They don't know self-defense. They don't understand it quite yet. Okay, this is where your relationship with God, relationship goals, have to come into play. Hear me and hear me good. See, your relationship with God has to be so strong, because sometimes your relationship right here, the horizontal relationship, will never understand. That don't mean that they will ever accept you, but as long as you still show them God, how your relationship is with God, you can't make somebody do something outside of their own free will. I need everybody to hear this, because we all have something so powerful, and it's called free will. Even in relationships, we have something called free will. Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
Right. So with that being said, nobody can make nobody, just like God can't make us serve him. Y'all do understand that, right?
That's right.
That's right.
So it's going to be much prayer, much supplication, and much showing them the relationship that you have with God. In other words, cultivate the relationship you have with God, because you and God know what happened, and then try and establish one with him.
Amen.
Amen.
All right? And if you need some more advice on that, please give me, because I'm going to give you sound doctrine, God's advice, not my words. Okay?
Yes.
I would mislead you, but I'm going to tell you, thus says the Lord. All
Amen.
Right? All right, here we go. Another question real quickly, y'all. Watch this. Okay, we're talking about relationship goals. What should you do if your goals do not align with your partner's goals? Come on, y'all. The question says, what should you do if your goals don't match your partner's goals? What you say, Mr. DJ?
I think you need to take a good look at your partner and do a comparison and make sure you're with the right partner.
Okay. All right. If your goals don't match with your partner's goals, what y'all first need to do, because y'all remember, it's three sides. Relationship goals.
Amen.
It's three sides to every story. That means it's your side, your goals, their side, their goals, and then there's something called the truth. In other words, if neither one of y'all goals match up with God's goals, both of y'all are the problem. Blind can't lead the blind.
Yeah.
What you can do if your goals don't match up with your partner's goal, y'all must first establish whose goals are in God's hands. In other words, whose goals look like God's goal? If neither one of them look like God's goal, both of y'all need to get it together. If one of y'all goals look like God's goal, then the other person needs to reach out in love and help and see what's going on. Now, sometimes it won't necessarily work. And that very well may not be the partner for you.
Mm. Yeah.
True.
The Bible says, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? How can you be in a relationship and establish any type of goal if y'all don't agree? Hello?
Amen.
That's right.
That's correct.
Come on. Y'all with me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. What did you say? How can two walk together if they do not agree? Okay, if you aren't married, then reevaluate the relationship. Reevaluate. High five. There you go. Here's the next question, Barb. Here we go. Miss Alicia, what'd you say? What if you've gotten married without consulting God? Didn't really know God yourself. Didn't know your purpose. Now, years later, you've gotten to know God and know your purpose. Now you know this marriage isn't of God. What should you do?
Hmm.
What's going on, Mike? Boy, this is real right here now. Y'all, this is legit. This is legit.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna get this one. Look, I'm gonna give you this one. That's our emergency question. How you doing, Miss April?
Okay.
Now, what should you do if you have gotten married and you really wasn't in God, and now you understand years later that this marriage wasn't in God and you made a mistake? What should you do? Mr. DJ?
Well, first you need to realize...
Hold on, Mr. DJ. Hold on. Y'all, let me preface this by saying this is going to be an answer, but it might be hard to digest. Mr. DJ,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks for doing that. You need to first realize that it's a sin. And I don't know what scripture it is, but if my people that are called by my name is what was said, will repent and turn from their wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
You have to confess of that. And
right.
You have to be dealt with from that so that you can move forward. Otherwise, you're not doing nothing but still continuing to sin.
Okay. Here, boy, Mr. DJ didn't open up this can of worms. Did y'all hear me? Let me do this again. I got to double this one up. Y'all like my little sound stuff? Okay, cool. Okay. That's my emergency question of the night. I didn't have to do for Ms. Latonya tonight. So, my emergency question. Okay, here's the thing. Because Ms. Tawana said she's waiting on this one herself. Y'all ready for this? Hold on to this one now. If you done got married and you wasn't ready to get married because you wasn't in God yourself, but you done made that commitment, right? You got to honor that, don't you? When you write it, when you sign a contract, just because you ain't read it and understand it, are you still held liable?
Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm. Indeed.
Boy, this is good. You have to honor it. But watch this. Didn't God say, now that you have found God and that person don't want to find God, huh? What are the grounds for divorce? Isn't that one of them?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Our relationship goes, boy, look, bar. Huh? Y'all, this is good now. A lot of times, we stay married for the kids. Lord have mercy, boy, somebody might drop their phone in this one. Yeah, go ahead and brace yourself. We stay married for the kids. We stay married for the house. We stay married because we don't know how to split nothing down the middle. In other words, I want the house, he wants the house. I ain't going nowhere. So we living in two separate, yeah. So we stay married for the wrong reasons, but we never stay married because of God. Now watch this.
All right.
If you got married and you wasn't in God, and we understand that we was wrong, right? Cool. Now that you are in God, shouldn't we come to our senses? God will meet you where you are. Hashtag relationship goals. Now that you have a relationship with him, remember, we are the ones who say when you know better, come on, what's the rest of it?
You do better.
Now that you know better and you see that y'all not equally yoked, you got to make some decisions. Why would you stay put in something that you know God is not pleased with and you're not even happy with because your spirits don't match?
Mm-hmm.
How does God get glory out of the marriage that was not ordained by him? Watch this. In other words, when I say how does God get glory, all I'm saying, when people say, does God get the glory out of it, in other words, does it look like Jesus' response? Does it look like Jesus' life? Glory is a reflection of God. If God is not reflected in what your situation is, why are you still there?
Yes.
A lot of times we stay in places to confirm to people that I have longevity and I got a big old rot and she... Man, you're not even happy. Miss, you're not even happy. I understand that y'all got kids together, but they got to understand something, that God comes before my bad decisions. So I understand we had y'all together, but some things are more important, and my soul is more important.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I'm trying to tell y'all about relationships. I told you this is not going to be the popular answer because everybody don't want to know the truth. Huh? Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
now,
sir.
That question was asked. Let me open this door, okay? Mr. Merrill, what you say? What do you do if you start serving, if you start off serving Jesus, then one decides to serve another God? Again, I'm about to go here now. I talked about this, and I want everybody to hear this. Now, this is going to be, what button I want to use for this one? This is going to be the stuff of the night. We're going to close it out on this stuff right here, okay?
Okay.
Before you even got married, let's look at our lifestyle before marriage, right? Were you a healthy single before you tried to establish a healthy marriage? Were you a healthy single before you even tried to establish a healthy marriage? So we just admitted that we wasn't healthy because we said we didn't even know God. So here's the thing. Why did we get married and lie before God, in God, and say, you know, in God I will this, that, and other? Why? Why did we get so bold that we wanted the preference more than we wanted the purpose? Somebody missed that. We
all
went
right
down the aisle and we lied on God and said, you know, I promise to honor, love, and obey. We did this. And we lied. Okay, cool. Let's get beyond the lie. That's that. Let's get beyond that, okay? Cool.
Yeah.
At this point, we got to establish some new grounds. Now, you got to be willing to lose something because of the predicament we already put ourselves in. That means I may lose my car, I may lose my status, I may lose my name, they may slander me, I may lose finances, but it's okay. A lot of people are stuck in marriages that they know they shouldn't be in, and they want to make people believe that's a relationship goal. They're not even happy because they know that person is not saved, but they're willing to stay there because of finances and status.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better hear me. Huh? Hello? Y'all
yes,
with
sir.
Me?
Yes, okay. Indeed.
It's real, people. Huh? Y'all, there's a difference between a good man and a godly man. There's a difference between a good woman and a godly woman. Huh?
Amen.
And what happens is, as a single, we get caught up in what is our quote-unquote preference. I told y'all, I'm about to close it out on this so we can hear this now. Huh? Relationship goals. We cannot, as singles, get caught up in our preference. Hmm? This is why our marriages don't work, because we marry into preference. We married him because he was tall and dark-skinned. We married him because he had green eyes. We married him because he had a good job. We married her because, man, did you see how she looked? Ooh, did you know who she is? We married her because, do you know her family? Man, we married for the wrong. We married because of preference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to go get you.
Yes,
ooh, I'm about to go get now.
Come on. Come on.
We get married, Mr. DJ, relationship goals, and we hashtag relationship goals just because we holding hands. We get in relationships and marriages because of preference. But the marriage of preference don't always last. Stop marrying because of preference. Stop getting in relationships because of preference and start marrying because of purpose. Yeah. Start getting in a relationship because of purpose. See, we be messing with these knucklehead men, and we messing with these knucklehead women. I know women don't like that side of it because we want to talk about men bashing, but let's keep it 1,000. Let's keep it 1,000. We be getting in these relationships of preferences, and we don't even understand purpose. And this why it don't last. And then we try to cover it up and make it last. You know, there's one thing called physical abuse, but there's also one called emotional abuse. But what about spiritual abuse? The devil done punch you all in your stomach. You got spiritual black eyes, but you don't want the world to see it. But someone who's in God know that you ain't even happy. Because God doesn't get the glory out of your situation. You know that?
That's right.
Huh? Talking about there's emotional abuse. What about spiritual abuse? Did you forget that one?
Yes.
Huh? Come on. Did y'all forget that? Y'all know I wasn't going to play with this topic, right? Y'all know I was going to bring this, right? Cool. Now that we understand that we got to stop getting engaged and involved and married and shacking up with preference and start marrying purpose. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Stop marrying preference and start marrying purpose. Let me say it one more time. Stop getting in these relationships of preference and start getting in relationships of purpose. See, when you get in a relationship of purpose, you can bring that person back and say, hold on, babe, that ain't you, and you know that's not why we together. Lord, have mercy. But when you get married because of preference, you're going to be talking to a brick wall. Lord, have mercy. See, when you get married because of purpose, purpose was established in God. Therefore, I can always go back to God and say, Daddy, they cutting up. And I'll tell you that I told Daddy on you. So we got to get this right, babe.
Yes. Amen.
I don't think you hear me, Mr. DJ. Huh?
Say it.
Somebody, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
Huh? So stop getting these people a preference. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get someone a preference, I talked about this. That person who you married and got in a relationship because of preference, they're going to speak to every insecurity that you ever had. This is why you go through their phone, because you was already insecure. Lord, have mercy.
Right.
I'm trying to tell somebody, this is why you follow them. You know, you be driving the car, 3 or 4 cars behind, talking about where they at. That's them?
Your preference may not be God's standard.
Amen. This is when you start sniffing their clothes because you married somebody of preference and not nobody of purpose. Well, y'all better hear me. Hashtag that one, relationship goals. Come on now.
Yes,
them people of precious, of preference will speak to every insecurity you ever had, huh? Y'all be arguing over little bitty old stuff. Stuff that don't even matter, huh? They got you all out, your character. You're not even that type of person who done went through people's phone. But why are you going through their phone? Why? Because that was your preference, not your purpose. Huh?
Amen.
Woo, boy, they don't want to hear that now. Come on, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I'll tell y'all something right quick. I know we're going over time a little bit, but I got to tell y'all this because this is so important. I told y'all. It was on. See, relationship. Y'all remember Jacob in the Bible?
Yes.
See, Jacob had this split personality. He was two different people. I'm about to go somewhere. Huh? Y'all want to hear this now. Y'all do want to hear this, right? And we're talking about relationship goals, right? Y'all with me?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you go to the book of Genesis, God gave Jacob, who was single at the time, he gave Jacob a word from heaven in Genesis chapter 28.
Mm-hmm.
He gave Jacob a word that he was going to bless Jacob and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And every family on earth would be blessed through Jacob's descendants. This is in the Bible. I can't make this up. Relationship goals. Watch this now. So he gave him the word in Genesis 28.
Mm-hmm.
But in Genesis 29, DJ, do you know who Rachel, do you know who Jacob meets? I just told you. Rachel.
Right.
Y'all might like this one. Listen to this now. Relationship goals. Now, he gave him the word in Genesis 28. In Genesis 29, Jacob meets Rachel. Now, Rachel is Jacob's preference. Y'all didn't hear what I just said.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Rachel is Jacob's preference. Uh-huh. But see, here's the thing. Jacob's preference cannot produce purpose. And you wonder why you're going through hell in your marriage and in these relationships. Fellas, you wonder why you're going through hell in your marriage and these relationships. Women, you wonder why you go through hell in these marriages and these relationships. See, the thing is, you selected somebody who was your preference, and they can't speak to your purpose. Yeah. Lord, have mercy. They can't speak to your purpose. Your preference can't speak to your purpose. They can't speak to your insecurity, though. Lord, have mercy. You ever heard relationship goals? Watch this. You ever heard they make me better? If they're not making you closer to God, they're speaking to your insecurities. In other words, that's your preference. Lord, have mercy. If they're not making you better in God, that is your preference. Your purpose will bring you closer to God. It will make you uncomfortable. It will make you a better woman. It will make you a better man. Your purpose will do that. Your preference, have your way. Do what you want to do. They're going to speak to you. They're going to clown with you. Oh, boy, everybody don't want to hear this word right here. Everybody don't want this. You know why everybody don't want this word? Because people are comfortable in their situation, and they don't know how to let go. They don't know how to tell a devil hell no. They don't know how to tell a devil no because they're comfortable being in a stuck place. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Woo. Can we go far?
Yes, sir.
Can we go forward? I'm going to keep on moving, Mr. DJ.
Yes, sir.
Now, Rachel, Jacob's preference, can speak to his purpose. She can produce purpose. And out of God's love for Jacob, yes, y'all. Jacob, y'all know Jacob was a tricky man. He was a tricky man. Yeah, he was. The tricky man got tricked on the night of his honeymoon. Did y'all read the Bible before? Y'all remember Jacob? He got tricked on the night of his honeymoon. And he ended up becoming one with Leah. In other words, his father-in-law, Laban, gave him the one nobody wanted. Y'all don't hear me. Miss Latonya, they don't hear me. Mr. DJ, they missed what I said. Rachel was the beautiful one. That was his purpose.
Right.
Leah was the purpose one, and he got tricked into his purpose. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't hear me. Lord have mercy. Boy, y'all missing relationships. Watch what I'm trying to tell you. When you're walking in God's purpose, God will send you what you need, even though you pick your preference, Rachel. He going to send you Leah. Look, the tricky man got tricked. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all heard what I just said? Catch up.
Sir.
I ain't talking about behinds either. Catch up. Listen to what I'm saying. The Bible says Jacob was angry with his father-in-law, Laban. And he said, you gave me the daughter that I didn't want. Y'all know what I'm saying? A lot of times we get mad and say, God, why you didn't gave me this man? We let the devil whisper in our ear relationship goals and tell us, Y'all know we let the devil whisper in our ear, you know you could have chose somebody else, huh? Y'all know that we let the devil do that. You know you could have chose a better woman. You know you could have chose a better man.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do, from the abundance of the heart, meaning what you have heard, you will repeat them to them. You repeat what you just heard, what the devil told you, to that person. And now you know I could have did better.
Mm-hmm.
You talking to your purpose like God didn't supply them for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you wanted that other man. I know you wanted the other woman. But God gave you a purpose, not your preference. Lord, have mercy. See, somebody in a marriage that needs to stay in that marriage, and God gave it to you. You're the one who needs the healing, not them. I'm trying to tell somebody something. Rachel was not destined. God had gave him a word that your descendants will bless the rest of this generation, this earth. And it wasn't through your preference. It got to be through your purpose. So therefore, I'm not going to give you Rachel. Don't get mad at the father-in-law. You wrestle not against flesh and blood. Oh, because I have a relationship with you, I got to give you what you need, not what you want. In other words, I got to give you Leah, not Rachel. Don't get mad at your father-in-law. If you're going to get mad at me. But I gave you your purpose, not your preference.
Yes, sir.
Is
y'all
okay?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Catch what I just said. Relationship goals. See, Jacob, much like we get sometimes, Jacob was immature in key areas in his development. In other words, you know, when he's trying to get it right with God, he was immature in key areas of his life. Just like we are immature. And we want great relationships, but we immature. Huh? Therefore, Jacob wanted his preference, Rachel. Because Rachel, she was surface, meaning she looked good. But Leah was substance. She was good. Boy, y'all just hear me. A lot of times we want surface and not substance. We be looking for a man who got it going on. He's surface, but he has no substance. Stop looking for the man of surface and start looking. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't look in the first place. And start letting a man of substance find you. Stop looking for the woman of surface. She may have big breath and 24, 36, all that. That don't mean nothing. Start looking for the woman of substance, my brother. Huh? Stop looking for your race and start looking for your
Amen.
Leader. Lord, y'all catching what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Don't let this go over your head now. See, God loves you so much that he will not allow relationships that are not, they will not. God will not, he will not allow relationships that will not produce glory, that will not produce fruit for his glory to remain in your life. And you get mad. As a matter of fact, some of us should be thankful that God just let us got rid of that sweet taste that we didn't need from that person who was not necessary. We should be thankful. Huh? We should be thanking God for what he let out of our life. Y'all understand me? Hashtag
Amen.
That. We should be thanking God that he allowed what he allowed to move out of our path. Y'all, we should be thanking God what he took away from our life. We shouldn't be angry that we don't have that old boy. We should be thankful that God removed that old boyfriend from our life. It didn't produce no fruit for God's glory. Why are you
Amen.
Mad? Hmm?
Amen.
Y'all follow me? Can I give y'all one more thing?
All right.
More thing?
Cool. Yes, sir.
That goes. Now, that's marriages. That's boyfriend, girlfriend. That's singles. Let's talk about these professional relationships. Friends. Okay, cool.
Right.
Relationships. This is relationship goals, y'all. Hmm? Anybody want to read Matthew 17:1? Can anybody read that? I'm going to read it for you right quick. Matthew 17:1. Yeah, write it down. The Bible says, after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, Mr. DJ, James, Mr. LaTanya, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. Did y'all catch that?
Yes.
Okay. Watch this relationship go. Watch this. Jesus went up to the Mount of Transfiguration, right? This is a high mountain, 17:1, Matthew 17:1. Jesus went up to the Mount of Transfiguration. We talk about relationship goals. Catch this now. A high mountain. Who did Jesus take with him, Mr. DJ?
Huh?
Ms. LaTanya, who he took with him?
Mm-hmm. Peter, James, and John.
Y'all, Jesus took Peter, relationship goals, James,
right.
Relationship goals, and John.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny part about it, he had 12 disciples.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why did he only take 3? Boy, y'all missing it. Y'all can call me crazy. I'm cool. I'm cool with that. Okay? Being peculiar is going to look crazy. This is standard.
The relationship he had with those 3.
Yeah. The relationship with God is crazy. So this is standard. This ain't a familiar spirit. Watch what I'm about to tell y'all now. He took Peter, James, and John. He took 3 disciples, but he had 12. I'm trying to tell y'all something about professional relationships. In other words, the only reason why he took 3, Ms. LaTanya and Mr. DJ, because everybody can't go.
Yes.
All right. That's
y'all want to hear something?
Yes.
2018, you should be saying it's 2018. I know you had a New Year's resolution. Check this out. 2018, everybody can't go.
Okay.
Write it down, people. Get it in your spirit. Relationship goals. 2018, everybody can't go. See, God is elevating you in this season, and everybody can't go where you're trying to go. And it's okay. It doesn't mean that they're not going to heaven. It doesn't mean that God doesn't have a purpose for them. It's just that they can't go where God is trying to elevate you to go.
That's right.
All right.
Listen to what I'm saying now. Listen to me now. Relationship goals. He took Peter, James, and John, three disciples, but he had 12. He went to a high place. See, some people, can't go that high. They're not conditioned for that. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Y'all catch what I'm saying now. See, in your professional life, everybody can't go where you're going. Why are you holding on to things that shouldn't be elevated with you? Oh.
Okay.
It didn't say that the other ones was going to hell. They just couldn't go up the mountain with him. He took three disciples with him, Matthew 17 and 1. Come on, people. There are people in your life that were sufficient for you in 2017 that may not make it to the deeper places of purpose for your 2018, and it's okay, people.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
They were sufficient for 2017 purposes. They might not make it to the 2018 purpose.
Okay.
And it's okay. I'm talking about your professional relationships. Why are you still holding? See, this is the reason why some people can't progress to God's purpose and calling, because their relationship, they wanted to remain stagnant. In other words, I got to bring my old people with me. Your old people can't go that high. Lord, have mercy.
That's right. Amen.
That don't mean that you don't have a relationship with them, but it's not like that, because he called three, not 12. Lord, have mercy. Huh? Hello, somebody. See, some of us need God to identify, don't we? Some of us need God to identify our Peter, our James, and our John.
That's right.
Come on, y'all. Can I say it again? Some of us need God to identify our Peter, James, and John in our life, in our professional lives, right? In your friendships, right? You need God to identify your Peter, your James, and your John. Now, when he identified them, why do you keep on calling them to go places that you can't go? And then you don't end up going because they won't go. God told you to go out there to Cincinnati, and you won't stand in Louisiana talking about because my girlfriend don't want to go with you. Will you go? They're not meant for you to go. They're not meant to go with you.
Amen.
And you won't go according to God's calling. Many are called, but few are chosen, because you are called by God. But you refuse to be chosen because Kim won't go with you. Are you serious? Lord, have mercy. That ain't the relationship goal that you should be striving for. Oh, Lord. Huh? You need God
That's
to
true.
Identify your James, your Peter, and your John. Y'all
and yourself.
Amen.
And
yourself. Huh? Why? Because you need people. Yeah. That will stick and stay with you through the most broken moments of your life. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that John, James, and Peter would. In other words, stop trying to build fans. We having people who are friends around us that we call fans. You need to understand what a fan and a friend is. There's two different types of people. See, you have a relationship with fans instead of your friends. You need to identify what a friend is versus what a fan is. John 15 and 15. Oh, John 15 and 15. Watch this, y'all. John 15 and 15. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says this. John 15 and I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Y'all see it? Jesus said, I no longer call you servants. I'll let you know it all. Relationship goals. Check this, y'all. Check it out now. When you have friends, you can tell them the truth. And they'll love you, and they'll cover you. Relationship goals. When you have friends, they listen, you can tell them the truth, and they'll love you and cover you. Huh? You don't
That's
want
right.
friends to do one and not the other. You don't want them to love you and then text about you. You don't want your friends to love you and then talk about you. You don't want your friends to love you and then DM about you. You don't want a two-faced friend. Relationship goals.
Amen. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all got to hear it now. Y'all thought it was over? No, no. If you my real friend, you'll cover me. Even if someone is talking about me, you'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But you can't talk about them like that in my presence. See, you need friends, not fans. See, you got to understand what a real relationship is, Peter, James, and John. As a matter of fact, I know y'all know who y'all Peter, James, and John's is. You just treat them all like they Peter, James. So you want everybody. But see, that's why they ain't have your back. See, when people start to talk about you and they get back to you through your friends, that's a problem. Because that person is so comfortable talking about you to that person, something ain't right. This is why people say, oh, he crazy. My thing is don't talk about my God in front of me. I'm going to shut you down. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to bless you and have a nice day. I ain't going to get stupid blessed like that. But I'm going to say, hey, go ahead about your business. But you're not going to talk about God like that. Not in front of me. See, the relationship goal says, I got your back, and I love you, and I will cover you.
Amen. That's
you
right.
Got to get yep. like that.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. Relationship goals. Anybody need anything else? Cool. Okay. Mr. DJ, how you feeling over there, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir. Wonderful. Highly blessed. Family favorite. Yes,
right.
sir.
And he already knows more than the feeling because we don't go by that. How your faith
that's right.
over there. How that word look in your life. Y'all know what time it is, a relationship both. DJ, will you do us an honor and pray for us, please?
Sure. Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Touch and agree as one as we are listening under the sound of my voice and I commence to go to the master before us. Father, thank you for blessing us. Bless those that are in the path of the hurricane. We know that your will must be done, Father. But thank you. We want to just say thank you and for keeping us safe, Father. And at some point in time to bring us back together so that we can fellowship and we can have Bible study and uplift your name, Father. We want to thank you for the lessons that have been bestowed upon us this week, Father, and may they go through and manifest so that we can go about, not for any shape, form, or fashion, or taking credit for it, but to go out telling the world it was all you, Father. Thank you for giving us the wisdom and insight to look at the relationship and our relationship more important with you, Father, to strengthen it and make it better. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Y'all have a great night. Now make sure if y'all get a chance, check us out on Wednesday, okay? 225-364-0211, we're on the line. Okay, we do Bible study. So if you don't make it to your church, it's okay to call in. That's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday, every Wednesday. Make sure I see y'all next Monday. Y'all know we're going to come with another powerful call, okay? See y'all Monday at the same time. Make sure y'all share this as well. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.